Wednesday, April 16, to fear our pain. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Why did God need to come into the world in human flesh? The question is important, but we should wean ourselves away from purely rational answers to it. It is not as if we need to come up with an answer that makes sense to us. There is no independent research we can do in philosophy, science, sociology, or whatever that would lead us to an answer. Nor should we concoct our own answer. The safest way is to listen carefully to what the Bible itself reveals on this point. And in the book of Hebrews, we find some of the clearest and most intentional statements on the issue. Nor is it without significance that Hebrews happens to be the book focusing most directly on Jesus' present high priestly ministry in the heavenly sanctuary.
Each of the following passages highlights one particular aspect of Jesus coming in human flesh. Then proceeds to answer the implied question, why did he do that? And in each case, a reason for that particular aspect of his humiliation is given. What are those reasons?
Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Hebrews 2:14-18. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death we might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants, for the reason he had to be made like his brother in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. But because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews 4:14-16. Therefore, since we have granted high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find the grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 5:8-9. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal life for all who obey him.
Notice that in each case, the focus is on Jesus, and in each case, the benefit is for us. These inspired reasons for Jesus' humanity and suffering should be taken with utter seriousness. They should bring us immense joy to know that Jesus meets us in our need. His arms are open wide for us. He knows our plight because he has been there. He has felt our pain. Can we imagine a more merciful Savior, a more understanding and compassionate high priest? Immense joy and profound gratitude wells up in the souls of those who know that he suffered all for us. Thus encouraged, we approach the throne of grace with confidence, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, giving ourselves to him in complete abandon.
What trials are you encountering at the moment? How does it help you to know that Jesus feels and understands your pain?